This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. The United States Supreme Court seems likely to side with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to combat social media posts on topics including COVID-19 and election security. That case got its start here in a courtroom at the U.S. federal court in Monroe. The justices at the Supreme Court seemed broadly skeptical Monday during nearly 2 hours of arguments from a lawyer from Louisiana, Missouri, and others that presented their case accusing officials in the Democratic administration of leaning on the social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. Lower courts have sided with the states, but the Supreme Court blocked those rulings while it considers the issue. The court's decision in this and other social media cases could set standards for free speech in the digital age. The Concordia Parish Sheriff's Office is searching for Ord Lee Moore, age 59. Moore went missing in Faraday. He was last seen driving a gray 2014 Jeep Wrangler with damage to the left front fender, and an NRA and old Louisiana Sheriff's Association stickers on the back. Moore has had a serious health condition that they say requires medical care. If you have any information on his whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Concordia Parish Sheriff's Office at 318-336-5231, or you can just call 911. The Louisiana Office of Inspector General has issued a report on their investigation of the death of 2-year-old Mitchell Robinson. Robinson died of a fentanyl overdose in 2022 in Baton Rouge. The inspector, Stephen Street, says even though DCFS was notified of previous overdoses, the system failed to protect the toddler. The report points out that the assigned caseworker was overwhelmed with multiple high-profile cases. They say DCFS is trying to rectify that by hiring more staff. And Grambling is going dancing. Tomorrow, the big day, they'll be their first ever basketball appearance at the NCAA tournament. Tigers basketball coach Dante Jackson understands the significance to this and his players.
This is the first time it's happening in Grambling history. You guys are legendary. Just enjoy it and have fun with it and go play basketball.
Grambling plays Montana State in Dayton, Ohio, Wednesday night. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.